I went to a conference out in San Diego, and I attended a workshop, and this woman was talking about paper clay. What you do is make paper pulp and put it in with your heavy clay slip, and then you spread this out and make slabs, and then you fabricate. And the paper pulp takes up part of the bulk, of course, and then it burns out, and you have a lighter piece. And you can be quite thin, and it's very strong. But anyway, and I started doing paper clay works, and that became the Crystal Quest series. I got rid of all the rounded forms and started making things with planes. I'd use underglaze colors on the outside instead of glazes, and that would keep a kind of a dry surface for the most part. And then when I didn't completely like that, I would use some acrylic and keep it matte-like. And I could work that surface and change it and paint on it and do things that I couldn't do if I just glazed it. I determined that I would not box myself in with that.